The mudslide hit before dawn, and for the families asleep in these homes in eastern Uganda's Kasese district, there was nothing they could do.
We try to see to clear that mud to see if we can retrieve more bodies. They are saying those houses were overpopulated and only two people survived.
Most of those killed were women and children. Kasese, which lies near the Congolese border, is prone to deadly landslides this time of year, and forecasters had warned of unusually strong and destructive rains.
So as we continue receiving more abnormal or heavy rainfall in the area, it's likely that even the river might burst its banks. And so we're already conducting an early warning to the members of the community who live around the same river and around the river banks.
After a long drought, the heavy rains have fallen since late July, triggering floods and mudslides across the country and leaving hundreds of people homeless. Uganda's government has previously blamed climate change, but these steep hillsides are also becoming more vulnerable to landslides because of deforestation, overpopulation, or terracing for farming.
The damage is so great, and actually as people of Kasese, we are appealing to government of Uganda and well-wishers, the donors, come to our rescue because our people have nowhere to stay now.
The rainy season is set to continue until December. Authorities are advising people living in mountainous regions to be vigilant or move to safer areas. This community, though, is preparing to bury the dead. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.